Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is the Critter Getter, Riv Temple. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, we're talking to the original Critter Getter. He does bats, squirrels, chipmunks, beavers, raccoons, possums, moles, skunks, muskrats, armadillos, coyotes, rice, mice, rats, feral pigs, birds, Canadian geese, bees, wasps, hornets, snakes, and others.
Others.
Because we have foxes in this list now,
yep.
Too, right?
Yep.
So how you doing today, Riv?
I'm good. How are you, Ann?
I'm good. You were just on a job, and I had to come in a little late because you were down in Edgefield looking at a historical house that they need some work done on.
I was. It was actually about a tenth of a mile away from the house Strom Thurmond was born in, that big historical landmark down there. But the lady's got squirrels in her eaves of her house, and they've torn up a bunch of the woodwork on the outside. And when the house is on a historical registry, you can't just do anything to a house. Everything has to be approved, and it has to be certain paint, certain wood, certain design. And so I couldn't do any of that home until it was inspected and approved. So just waiting on that inspector, and he took plenty of time getting there this morning.
So did you get approved?
I did get approved.
Okay, so that job will be taken care of down there in Edgefield. But, Riv, let's see, you were born and raised in 96 South Carolina.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Married your high school sweetheart.
I did.
You did. And you have three lovely children.
I do.
You do? Yes. I've met two. I guess two of them.
Yeah, probably two of them.
Yeah, Rosie, right?
Yep.
Rosie.
Yep.
She is quite a talker.
Yes. I feel bad for her kindergarten teacher.
You feel bad for her kindergarten teacher.
I do.
Well, and right now you are the youth minister at the Temple Baptist Church. Now, I need to know, is there any relation, Temple, Riv Temple?
Technically, no, but we probably started it.
You probably started it.
Church is 117 years old or so, so we had nothing to do with it.
We had nothing to do with it. Okay, I thought maybe it was a family name here or something, but... You also coach men's softball team, and you are, of course, one of our football broadcasters for 96 Football, WCRF, 1450 AM carries that. You know, you and Guy do a great job. It's hard to tell you and Guy apart on the radio, though. It is phenomenal, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of funny because my mom, the first time she listened last season, she said, Riv, who's the young man that does it with you? She said, y'all sound very similar. I said, well, technically, Mom is about... three decades older than myself.
Now Guy's going to be mad, but go ahead.
No, I love working with Guy Harrison. He's so much fun. We get to pick with one another, and I think we have a really good flow back and forth because we're very similar. We've got a lot of things that we've found going to away games that we have in common that's kind of scary, but I like it. I don't mind having a voice similar to his.
Absolutely. You do a great job. And, of course, you can tune in to 1450 AM. This Friday night, just who are we playing this Friday night?
We'll be playing Dixie. I believe at Dixie.
At Dixie.
Yes.
So it's an away game.
Yep.
And, of course, you'll be able to hear it right there on WCRS 1450 AM and on the stream at WLMA.net. Click on WCRS. They'll come in loud and clear. And, of course, how do you anticipate the game this week?
I hate to say it, but I believe it's going to be another McCormick Cone Falls type game where 96 comes in. Playing a little bit underrated foe, and I think 96 will win easily. I hate to say that. Dixie lost their premier running back this past week. He had to have surgery, maybe the fibula in his leg. I'm not positive on that. But the interesting for that Dixie is one of the worst record teams in the region at the moment, but their running back, who is out, has missed two games, and he still leads the entire region in rush yards. So I think that's an amazing fact for that young man. So it's a loss for him being a senior this year and not being able to play out the rest of his year, having a great season.
Oh, wow. That's a shame. All right. Well, anywho, you can hear it right there on WCRS 1450 AM. But when you're not being the youth minister and not coaching men's softball team and not broadcasting on WCRS, you have another job.
I am, man. I'm the critter getter. I get your critter, whatever you want to say, wildlife control. It goes by a bunch of different names.
How'd you come up with this idea?
And it was one night, and I know it's crazy. It was probably 2 in the morning. Some nights I just can't sleep. I get insomnia from my grandmother. Thank you, Judy Vaughn. And I just couldn't sleep that evening. I cut the television on, turned it off, picked up a book to read, maybe to drift off a little bit. And something just hit me. You know, I've always thought, what can I do to better myself financially? You know, obviously you always want to start your business, work for yourself, but you have overhead in a lot of businesses. I'm sure you know all about overhead.
I know about overhead here at Sharp Passage. That, yes, sir.
That's right. And so I was thinking, what can I do where I don't have a lot of cost out of pocket but can still make money? And I just thought about, what can I do as an individual? And, you know, you mentioned I grew up in 96. We grew up in the middle of nowhere between 96 and Saluda out there on Beepon Road. And there wasn't much to do as a kid. My closest friend was Matthew, and he lived about almost a mile the other direction up the road as a neighbor and a friend. And so I spent a lot of time by myself in the summers in the creeks, trapping beavers, trapping animals around the house. My parents were very encouraging. You know, my parents are outdoor kind of people, hunting fish. And my dad bought me cages and stuff as a kid, and he'd help me release animals if he thought it was a little too dangerous for me. I was always catching snakes and bringing stuff home. I used to get on the bus, and Miss Pat Williams still drives a bus in 96. I'd have to empty my pockets where she'd let me on the bus because I'd brought a snake on there once, or a turtle and frogs. So I'd empty my pockets before she'd let me on the bus.
So you've been known as a critter getter for years then, really?
Yeah, either that or just a kid with too many bolts loose.
So this was just kind of a natural fit.
It was, because I thought, what does Greenwood not have? We have 100,000 restaurants. Mm-hmm. We have 100,000 retail stores. We have
not
a
quite,
bit,
Riff, but
well,
okay.
You know what I mean.
Right.
And I just thought, where is Greenwood lacking? What do we not have? And that kind of hit me. That if something happened to a home where somebody had an animal come in, let's say squirrels or bats in the attic, who does Greenwood call? And the answer is nobody. There's several different agencies that do this type of work, but they're located in other regions. Some of them are in Georgia. A lot of them are based in the lower part of the state. And you pay an arm and a leg for somebody to come in and remove an animal. And I thought, you know, I can do that. Did I know?
And you would love to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I get a thrill from doing that. And so that's kind of how it generated. You know, this is something I can do. Nobody else does it. And so I just went with it.
Sure. Well, that's terrific. So you've been doing that since?
07.
07. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if somebody needs to call you, you have a telephone, I presume. That's the best way to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. And it'd be 864-980-3128.
Anytime, day or night?
Anytime. I've gotten those calls at 2 or 3 in the morning. A lady or a fella call, just kind of hectic and hollering, there's a bat in my house. There's a bat in my house. I can't get them out. And so I'll go over and, you know, I'll take my trusty tennis racket with me, and I'll take care of it. And I do get those calls first thing in the morning. You know, I'm getting my kids ready, and we found this in our house. Or, you know, interesting stuff like that.
So this is the type of thing. Now, you are also listed with the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources.
I am. I'm listed as a WCO, a Wildlife Control Officer. It's got officer on there. I don't have a badge or anything.
Oh, come on, Riff. I know you do. You probably found one, and you're carrying it around.
Well, let me rephrase that. They didn't give me a badge.
Okay.
But, yeah, I am listed with them. You can go on their website. You can find myself, and it lists the animals that I can remove. I think alligators is even on that list. We haven't had that issue here in Greenwood yet, but I'm hoping I get that call one day.
You're hoping to?
I'm hoping.
You have to remove an alligator?
Absolutely, or a giant Burmese python, or an anaconda, Komodo dragon, you know, something really awesome.
Something that will put your name in the record book.
Yes,
there
for
you
Greenwood.
Go. Right, there you go. All right. Well, we are here with Riff Temple. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the interesting animals he has removed. So don't you go away. If you've got a question for Riff, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and yes, we'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is critter getter Riff Temple. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here with the critter getter, Riff Temple. His business card says, one call removes them all. And if you want to call Riff, all you got to do is give him a call after the show. 980-3128. That's 980-3128. Right here, 864 is the area code. But we wanted to talk about some of the funny aspects of your critter getting. And you were telling me a story about that happened over there on Woodlawn Road.
Yeah, I was. And I got a call. It was about 7:15 one morning. I just woke up. I think I might have even just got out of the shower. And the phone rang, and I answered it, and the lady was kind of frantic. I could hear dogs barking, and I could hear somebody else in the background, you know, very excited talking. And all I could understand was big turtle, very fast, backyard. And that just blew me away. I was like, turtles aren't fast. And she just proceeds to tell me how her dogs have chased this turtle around in her yard and finally cornered it, and she was worried about it hurting her dogs. And could I just hurry and get over there immediately? And so I rushed on over. I was excited because I didn't know what this could be. I mean, just no idea. And I get there, and it's an armadillo.
An armadillo?
It was an armadillo. it was exciting because it was an armadillo, but it lost some of its lackluster because it wasn't a giant speedy turtle.
Yeah, I'd like to see a giant speedy turtle. Every time I've seen a turtle, if they get scared, they just go in their shell.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I could have made money off of it.
That's right, yes. All right, so that was one story. And then, of course, there's the story where you're in somebody's house and one of the people that live in the house have okayed it for you to be there, mm-hmm. and the other person doesn't know about this.
Yes.
Now, that can cause you problems.
Physical problems, emotional problems, mental problems.
Yeah.
Very scary, actually. I was in Edgefield up on a lady's house. She had called earlier in the day. She had squirrel issues. She had a large hole in the roof of her house where a tree limb had actually punctured it. And I was up there repairing the damage. I'd spoke with her. I had to come back to Greenwood, get some things, and went back down. And it was into the evening. It wasn't dark. And I'm on the house, and I'm working. I'm hammering. I'm using my shovel, getting shingles out of the way, using a power saw. And I didn't notice the truck pulling into the yard because we were out on a highway. And I'm just steady working. And all of a sudden, there's this deafening boom. And about 4 feet beside me, the shingles just come upwards.
They explode.
They did. And so it really scared me, and I kind of just run over a few feet and stop, and I hear a man screaming. I can't say what he was screaming at all.
Like, get out of my house?
That's exactly what it was.
Something along that line
real
with a little
close.
More.
And so I run, and I grab the chimney, and I was trying to think, how can I get on top of this? Because he can't shoot up the chimney, I hope. And the man comes out in the yard with a gun, pointing it at me. And he's saying, you know, who are you?
Blank,
who are you? Why are you on
yes.
my roof? And he had literally shot through the ceiling of his house trying to hit the noise on the roof because he said he knew it was a person from the footsteps.
Right.
So I have a man unload a gun inside his home when his wife has already told me to go ahead and do what I need to do.
Where was his wife?
I don't know.
She wasn't there?
She was there, but at that exact moment, I don't know if she was in another room and he just had a mental lapse of judgment or what happened, but I just know the roof explodes beside me, and I knew it was a gun. I've been around guns my whole life, and there was no doubt what it was, and so I'd run, and like I said, I'm hugging the thing. He's in the yard. We're hollering back and forth. I'm trying to plead my case about I should live. I'm a great guy. All these things.
Yeah.
And he wasn't buying it for a second. And then finally his wife came running out the door saying, you know, no, it's fine. It's fine. I know him. And so it could have been really hairy for me.
Yeah, it could have been a life and death situation here.
Yes. And that, what a way to go. I mean, working on a house that you have permission to work on and you get shot.
All right. Well, you know, this is the type of thing. So literally, you take your life in your hands some days.
Literally.
Yes. And not only over the animals, but over being in somebody's house. Now, what about some of the unique animals that you've had to remove or capture?
Oh, yeah. Greenwood, obviously, we don't have many exotic animals around here other than pets. And pets make me money, and I like them, these exotic pets.
Okay.
I was in 96 working with my grandfather one afternoon, and I get a call from a man who's frantic, and he says, my birds are in a tree. And I'm thinking, that's where birds belong. Everything's okay.
Right.
Until he explains that he's from Charlotte, North Carolina, and he is camping at the Greenwood State Park. And him and his wife have two pet macaws, beautiful birds, and they have been clipped, which he said meant they couldn't fly, or so they thought. And they were out that morning, just kind of out basking, I guess, in the sun, and a heavy wind came through, and he said both birds picked their wings up, caught the draft, and just drove straight up in the air and landed in a pine tree.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was panicking. He said, you know, these are very expensive birds. He said, we have thousands of dollars on that tree limb. He said, can you come get them? And I'm thinking, did these things bite? You know, how high up this tree is it? And he says, well, it's probably 20 foot off the ground, really small tree. And I said, well, that's not an issue. I can get there. And when I get to the tree, I couldn't reach around it. It's so big. And the birds,
small tree, right?
Exactly. And the birds were every bit of 60, maybe even 70 foot in the air. Just you could barely see them. They were so high. And I asked him, I said, what happened to 20 feet? He said, well, I'm not real good with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, don't you love that? Yeah, I'm not really very good with that, yeah.
And so I'm thinking, you know, the length of his car must be 100 feet, you know, in his terms.
His camper must be a mile long.
Every bit of it.
Exactly.
And so I get there, and I'm thinking, how can I get to the top of this pine tree with scaly bark without dying?
Right.
Because my wife would not enjoy that aspect.
Right.
And so I finally get a ladder on it. It doesn't even get halfway to the birds. Go all the way up the ladder, get out on a limb, and I just slowly climb limb from limb till I get to these birds. And then when I got there, I realized I had never asked what to do when I got to the birds. So I'm trying so I'm trying to holler down to him without scaring these birds away from me about what do I do. And he said, hold your hand out. They'll just walk down your arm. And macaws are really big birds. They have extremely large, talons,
right?
Extremely large, almost an inch long. And he said, don't worry, they're fine. They don't bite, and they have really large beaks. They crack nuts with them.
And you're thinking about your arm here.
Yes, or my fingers. And so I'm thinking, this is not going to be good. And so I'm thinking, now that I have two birds on my arm, how do I come down this tree that I struggled to come up? So after about an hour of just painstaking, step by step, I make it down, give the man his birds, and I wanted to just drop dead because the adrenaline was so high. I was really scared the whole time. With heights and roller coasters, but when you're on a tree where the limbs could break or the wind could blow and you only have one arm, I was scared, but it was worth it because he was extremely happy.
And did he pay you extra for this?
I don't remember what I charged him, but he should have.
So macaws, okay. Now, how about, didn't you tell me a story about an iguana that was in a wall or something?
Yes. This is one of the strangest calls. The lady said we have a pet iguana, which isn't strange. She said he's 3 feet long and we've lost him. He's somewhere in the house. Can you help find him? And so I'm kind of thinking, you know, I'm not lost and found here, but if, you know, if your check's good, sure. And so I come over, and she showed me a place where there was a hole where an outlet used to be, and they thought that he had crawled through there, and he was in the walls. And we eventually found that he was in the walls, and we had to actually cut a hole in this lady's wall, about 3 feet long, about a foot high, just so we could reach in and grab him because he was really scared. He kept trying to hit us with his tail, kept trying to bite us, kept trying to scratch us. And so I had to cut this really large hole in her house, in her wall. Finally could reach down in there and grab him with two hands, with gloves, and pulled him back out and gave him to his owner. And it was very random that I get to cut a hole in a lady's wall to pull out a giant lizard. But it was fun, and that's why I do this, because the stories that I get to tell, the people I meet, it makes it interesting.
It does. And, you know, this, you really should probably write a book about this now.
My mom keeps telling me that. She says, Riff, write it down. And I keep saying, yes, I will, and I haven't. And I keep forgetting some of these stories, so I really need to. I could make money off a book one day.
That's right. Hey, books are hot. Now, one of the other stories that I know you were telling us was being down in Savannah Lakes with a rogue red cardinal.
And I don't even know. Rogue is a great word. A lady had these really large bay windows in the back of her house, glass doors. And this little cardinal would sit on her deck at 7 a.m. every morning. And it happened for 2 months before it finally drove her to the edge where she called me.
Right.
But it would sit on the porch, and it would just throw its body into the window and just tap, 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 tap all the way up the window, across the top and back down the side. And it would do this across the entire length of her house.
Wow.
And she said she just couldn't take the thump, 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 thump. She said it was driving her crazy. And she said, what can we do? Well, first, there's no way you can catch a wild bird by hand. It's not going to happen. And it's really hard to trap a cardinal in a bird cage. You can catch other birds. Pigeons are easy, but cardinals are they're smart birds. And the only solution we could come to was we had to put this animal down humanely, which means I get to shoot it.
Okay.
And we're sitting on a porch because this one morning it doesn't want to come around, and she's flabbergasted. And we're sitting on the porch, and it lands behind us, and she lives on the golf course. There's a course on either side of her house, and she says, I see him. And she said, he's over your shoulder.
I know him.
Yes. Oh, she knew, and she was serious. She said, I see him. He is behind us about 20 yards. And I just looked at her, and I had my gun beside me, and I said, can I just turn around and shoot it? And she said, by all means. And so I just slowly turn, line up, shoot, and I see a poof of feathers, so I know I've hit him. And I just calmly turned back around, set it beside me, and we keep drinking our coffee. Like nothing's happened as these golfers are all just kind of looking around, knowing their gun just went off.
Knowing that somebody's out there to shoot them on the golf course.
So, and that was just, it was a very fun call. I got to meet the lady, fascinating lady, Miss Dalton Gregory. I hope she doesn't mind me saying her name.
Sure.
But she's a very interesting lady. She's in her 70s. She's climbed Mount Everest most of the way up. She didn't reach the summit. She's climbed lots of mountains in America. She's traveled the world. And she actually gets to travel with some Blackwater security guys.
Wow.
When her and her girlfriends go overseas. And I said, Blackwater, that's who protects presidents and diplomats.
Absolutely.
And those kind of people. How do you get Blackwater? I said, aren't they expensive? And she just kind of laughed and said, no, one of my girlfriends. Her husband is a stockholder in the company or something along those lines. And she said, so we get them at a very discounted rate. And she said, being older Southern ladies, she said, we like the protection when we go overseas. And so she does. And she's got pictures, and it's just really fascinating to meet a lady like that.
Absolutely. Well, you know what's interesting here? We're doing a video of this. In fact, we'll have it on YouTube later today. But Gracie has been part of our video here today.
Yes, she has.
She must be the critter aspect of this. Really.
Yeah, I just have this persona, this aurora about me that draws the animals in.
That's right. So if you need a critter getter, you got to call Riv Temple. That's 864-980-3128. That's 864-980-3128. You know, this has to be one of the most interesting careers that a person could have.
Oh, no doubt. And the great thing about it is I get to do a wide variety of things. Not only do I get to interact with wildlife, interesting animals that most people never see or touch. I've caught baby beavers before. I've actually had to crawl down inside a dam and get really nasty and pull out these little tiny beavers that
How about
are just
that?
Adorable. And my children love it. They never know what's coming home with Dad today. I've brought home coyotes, foxes, bobcats, raccoons, possums, armadillos. And I get to bring home these interesting animals. But not only do I do that, but I get to interact with people, which I love. That's why I broadcast on your show that you let me do, because I love to speak and I love to talk. And I meet interesting people. But I get to use a wide variety of my skills that I have. I get to do carpentry work. And that's one of the biggest things I do when I remove animals from a home. A nuisance animal, let's say a bat or a squirrel, is I find how it gets in the house, and then I do what I need to do to fix the house. So I get to do some structural work, animal work, people work, and it blends everything that I enjoy.
Absolutely. You know, you're listening to WLMA right here in Greenwood. We have had the critter getter Riv Temple right here with us. Again, I'm going to give you that telephone number. Write it down, because one day you may need the critter getter Riv Temple. 864-980-3128. You can hear him on Friday nights right there on WCRS. He goes to all the games with his partner, Guy Harrison, for the 96 Wildcats. And they'll be out there this weekend having a good time. I hope you'll tune in or truck on down to Dixie with them. So that's going to do it for us. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Riv, thanks so much for being with us today.
And thanks for having me. It's been fun.
It has been fun. All right. That's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, everybody.